from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Big weekend this weekend. Of course, we just detailed some of the things that you can take advantage of. More on the way. But next weekend for dads, kind of a big deal, right? Especially Sunday, Paul. And a lot of dads, as Heather Zambito just indicated, dropping hints on what their gifts might, their gift desires.
Didn't you mention a grill not too long ago?
Yes.
A couple days ago, you told me about something about grills.
Those Blackstone, you know, the griddle grill now is really popular. I talked to the folks up at Lowe's in Cranberry. They said they had assembled over 100 different kind of grills, all grills, gearing up for the summer. And one of our favorite people is Dr. Frank Vigiano, the gadget guru guy for more than half a century. He's been the guy. He appears all over the country on the network and right here, most importantly, with us. Dr. Frank, good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
We have, I teased, and I don't want to start there because I don't want to steal your thunder, the Sharp Plasma Cluster Ion Air Purifier with True HEPA. But hold there. we're going to start with, and you love this Bluetooth stuff, I've noticed over the years, and also television. So what is the Anthem MRX SLM AV receiver? Paul, how about that?
It sounds like a, sounds like a sound receiver.
Yeah, it's an audio-video receiver. It's amazing, really. And if you really want to improve and advance, you know, dad's or grad's home audio experience, this product is amazing. Just introduced by Anthem, and it's called the MRX-SLM for Slim. So it's an AV receiver, as I mentioned. And Anthem has led the way for many, many years in audio innovation. They're just amazing in what they do. But it's very compact. That's more so important. It's powerful, and it's very sleek. Now listen to this. It can fit behind your flat screen. So if you don't have a cabinet to put it in, you can put it there. You can also put it inside of a wall. So it's a fraction of the size of a bulky receiver that we know about, but it delivers top-notch sound. And really what's amazing about it is its streaming capability, Larry. You mentioned Bluetooth. Well, it also has Apple AirPlay, Google Cast, among, and Bluetooth as well. But here is the kicker. This company rarely ever provides any type of promotion or discount. And they have a special dads and grads, and to me it's unprecedented. I've never seen it before, but it's summer savings of 20%. So starting June 10th, Anthem's kicking off their dads and grads summer sale, and you can save 20% on their MRX and AVM 8K models, and the offer is available in both the U.S. and Canada.
That is a big, they've never done this before?
Not that I know of, no. I mean, this is amazing. It's unheard of. 20% is an amazing discount. And with this product, because it's premium and people, you know, seek it because of its reputation and the fact that they've been around a long time, but they make really high quality products. You know, this is why I feel it's really unprecedented.
LG CineBeam Q4K Smart Portable Laser Projector.
Yes, sir. Yep, for dad or grad, this is great. So think about it. This thing is so small. It's 5 inches long by 5 inches high by 3 inches wide. So you can imagine how small this product is. But it's a cinematic experience. You can take it and go anywhere. Take it over to your friends, put it on a wall. It doesn't really matter where it is. It has a real small design to it, but it's very stylish, so you can put it anywhere. And the screen automatically adjusts the alignment, the focus, so there's no difficulty in setting up. It's simply place and play, which I love. And the color and the contrast, Larry, is amazing. It's 4K, which is the latest resolution available. And you can basically put this on 120 inches. It's a 120-inch screen, which is amazing. And it will, you know, it has a carrying handle, which is kind of cool. And what I love about it is you can stream right from the projector using WebOS, supporting platforms like Prime Video, Disney Plus, YouTube, and Apple TV. Again, small size, very, very simple, roughly $1,200 by LG.
All right, and we had teased this air purifier. I know that's a big deal for a lot of people, especially with the high pollen counts in summer.
Absolutely, yeah, for sure. And, you know, the thing is, the EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, has told us that indoor air quality can be up to 5 times worse, Larry, than outdoor air quality. So that's important. And this product has 3 filters. The HEPA filter, which is high-efficiency particulate air filter. Look for HEPA when you're buying any purifier. That's why Sharp has this product. It's so good the way they've done it. But they have a true HEPA filter that removes 99.97 dust, pollen, mold, bacteria, airborne particles, etc. But if you want a healthy environment and do something for dad or grad, you know, if he's moving into his new apartment, you know, there's various models and sizes, small, medium, extra large for different sizes. And it's ENERGY STAR rated by AHAM, and it's CARB certified. That's the California Air Resources Board. And they start at about $99 and go up, and something to really improve the health of your environment.
Dr. Frank, I'm curious about a do-it-yourself HVA system called Mr. Cool. What's going on here?
Yeah, this is great. We know a lot of people want to do things themselves, and they're able to do that. They have the capacity and the knowledge to do so. So Mr. Cool is the first do-it-yourself HVAC, which is basically heating, ventilation, and air conditioning system for all seasons that you can install in your own home. So the lines are all pre-charged, which is really cool. They have quick connects on them, and you can do a single or a multi-zone. You can do up to 5 rooms in your home, and it has a wall-mounted air handler, so you can put it, you know, on the ceiling if you want. And it has easy air access. It's America's true only do-it-yourself system, which is amazing. And no special tools are needed. It comes with a lifetime compressor warranty, which is available as well. And you want to check for rebates. And Mr. Cool, you would reach them at MrCoolDYI.com. And this starts at $1,700. It's amazing. You can put air conditioning in your home yourself.
And finally, I know you have a note, and it's important and something close to your heart about getting your hearing tested. And a lot of dads and grandfathers hear this all the time. You're not listening to me. Maybe they're not.
Right. Well, I just thought it's a great idea. I'm just getting into this, Larry. I'm doing some research. I'll get back with you so we can do a segment on health. We have a couple of things we'll talk about. But I think the perfect gift for dad or granddad would be to get a hearing test. And possibly that would lead to a hearing aid. But the World Health Organization estimates that more than 400 million adults worldwide have hearing loss severe enough to need treatment. And a local company called Hearing Life, they offer free hearing tests. I recommend you go have a hearing test by all means. It's going to help you understand where you are, situation in life. Some of this not treating it can lead to dementia and other things, including anxiety, etc. But I wanted to mention that I think hearing is a great you know, hearing loss is important. As we get older, we face it. And my recommendation is take grandpa, dad, whatever, and get a hearing test and see how you can manage that and make it better for you.
What's new? DrFrank.com, the gadget guru. Have a great weekend, Doc, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Sounds great, Larry. Happy Father's Day to you and all our listeners.
Thank you.
That do-it-yourself air conditioning is intriguing.
Especially when it hits the upper 80s.
And that price, too.
Comparatively, yeah.
Wow.
Check them out. What's new? DrFrank.com. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center, AAA traffic powered by Bowser at Genesis have been Roeville now open. Here's Heather Zambito.
Good morning. The Parkway East inbound is slowing at Forest Hills as you head into the Squirrel Hill Tunnel. The Parkway West is lining up at the top of Green Tree Hill. No issues right now on the Parkway North or 28. We are still seeing that slowdown on 79, mostly on the northbound lane through that construction area in the S-Bends. And 65 still has about a two-light delay in both directions at the McKees Rocks Bridge. With AAA traffic on the fives, I'm Heather Zambito on the Voice of Pittsburgh, 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
Sunshine at a high of 73. There's a slight chance of a shower maybe tonight, but 60, and we're going to look at a 55-degree overnight low. How about 77 with some sunshine tomorrow? And then Sunday, 72. Paul, we just have a parade of in-studio guests this morning.
A whole bunch of them.
I thought, why not? This story about bees came up, and I thought, who do I know? Oh, Howard Mincone, the mime who talks, is a beekeeper. Howard, say hello to esteemed anchorman Paul Rasmussen.
It was fun talking with you a few days back.
Yeah, you had an opportunity to really. I was shocked at how much you knew about bees.
Thank you. I'm overwhelmed by that because I
knew you as a performer for so many years.
Yes.
And you didn't talk to me for about 20 of the years. Now I realize the guy's a mime. Then all of a sudden he starts talking. Now we can't shut him up. And in a very good way.
Anybody that knows me knows I talk a lot. So.
And how about this? So one day, I don't know how many months ago, I'm watching and I see a Get-Go commercial. And I'm looking at this guy in a parking lot. He's getting in his car and I'm like, wait a minute. That's Howard Mincone, the mime. He's not talking in that commercial. Or were you? No, you didn't have an alliance.
Not that one.
Just because you're this tall mime. Anyway, for those that don't know, you've been a performer in this town for how long?
I think we're 38 years.
38 years.
38 years.
And when did you take up beekeeping?
6 years ago.
And did you here, well, you've been very in tune because there's been a bee crisis, right? And you said the honeybees, the ones that are really important and pollinate, are pretty docile.
They're, sometimes, yeah. Sometimes.
What do you mean sometimes?
I can say this because I have a wife and two daughters, and 98% of the hive is female, so they're unpredictable, and they can change their mood instantly.
That's Howard saying, right? Right, Paul?
On to dangerous ground we're walking. Howard, just to back up a little bit, how did this all get started 6 years ago?
All right. So because I'm an entertainer, it's not like a 9-to-5 job. It's not like a job where I go to work every morning. I always compare it to the most legitimate business out there that people will go, oh, yeah, it's like real estate.
Oh, okay.
If you're in real estate, you only get paid when you sell your property. That said, when you're an entertainer, you get paid when you go to work. So there's times where you have open opportunities. So I was helping a friend and he said, he's a contractor. He's a brilliant, brilliant contractor. And he said, hey, can you help me out? I need to move some stuff in and out of this house. Sure. And the neighbor of this house that we were working on had all these beehives in her driveway. And she was a widow. Her husband was a master beekeeper. Well, I have always been into wildlife and nature and stuff like that. And helping this friend of mine out. And he's like, Howard, you got to focus. And I said, I am, but those are beehives. That's really cool. And they're all empty. So we started talking to the homeowner that we were working with, and she said, oh yeah, her husband died. He was a master beekeeper, and they have all this stuff. So I talked to the widow, and she said they were going to sell a lot of the very expensive stuff, but all the other stuff, please take. And I said, but, and she said, no, take this, make my husband proud.
Oh, wow. Wow.
So I reached out to two gentlemen that this older man was mentoring, and these two men said, come help us. You're younger than us. Come help us. So I got in the hives almost immediately and was mentored by these guys. Mario Kyoto and John Christ had me out in the hives learning.
I never realized, actually, until we talked and got into it, how popular beekeeping is and how passionate you guys are about it.
But if I understand this correctly, you're raising bees for people who need them for pollination. Like, most bees are raised now for that very purpose around the country, right?
So honeybees are non-native to this country.
Really?
Correct. Honeybees were brought here from Europe, and there's a couple of different regions in Europe that they're known for. Italy, Central.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Europe, which are order called Carniolan, and there is also Russian. Now, over the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years that beekeeping has gone on, there are mixed breeds like any other farming animal. You breed bees? Absolutely.
How many times have you been stung?
Oh, countless. Countless. But there's times that I can go in the hives and work and absolutely nothing happens. But there's also been times when I have done something, as I refer to as ignorant or arrogant, working with my bees, I get a little bit cocky and do something stupid or careless. They'll let you know it.
They let you know.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Howard Mincone is with us. We're going to talk more about the bees.
Sure.
I don't know if you know much about the birds. We'll leave that to Paul. Between the two of yous, we'll get some useful information. Also, coming up, we're going to check in with Kelly from 100.7 Star about weekend entertainment too. There's download the free Odyssey app. Take us with you wherever you go. AUDACY. And we have our whole Odyssey Pittsburgh team, including 100.7 Star. And one of the stars is Kelly Johnai, and Kelly is also, oh yeah. Do you see what I did right there?
I did. You're too kind, Larry. You are just too kind.
And also one of the hosts of Talk Pittsburgh on KDK-TV with Heather Abraham and Mikey Hood, which is a great local show. I love the local aspect, especially of that TV show. You bring a lot of energy and life to the program as well. So.
Thank you. Those girls are amazing to work with. I could not have picked a better team. It's every Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock on KDK, so make sure you check it out.
And I want you to say hello to Howard Mincone. Howard is a well-known mime, almost 40 years.
I know Howard Mincone very well. And he is a very talented man.
Oh my God. Isn't that amazing? Like, that's how Pittsburgh is, Howard. I didn't even think to ask if you knew Kelly.
Oh my God.
Absolutely. I met Howard at your variety show, Larry. We had the time of our lives.
Oh yeah. And Howard performed in our variety show. We raised 30,000 meals for people who are food insecure, thanks to your generosity. You were there supporting Alista.
Oh my God, was I there? I was the loudest clapper, most obnoxious audience member ever. My coworkers impressed me so much that night.
That's why we love you. So what's going on this weekend? What's on your radar?
So there is so much going on. I thought after last weekend, we, you know, would take a break. That is certainly not the case. We're going to kick it off today in Butler for the Bantam Jeep Festival. This is a massive deal. This is a national Jeep festival where everyone comes to Butler. And I love that they get to host it. It's starting today in downtown Butler through Sunday night. And fun fact that I just learned yesterday, actually, Butler is the birthplace of the Jeep. So this is a very important place to celebrate the vehicle. You can hit off-road trails. You can shop for Jeep parts and accessories. And if you just want to park it and show it off, that's fine too. They said that if you don't really want to participate in any of the events, they still want to have you. So if you own a Jeep, you have to be at the Bantam Jeep Festival. It's in downtown Butler starting today through Sunday. Make sure you go celebrate. I mean, I've seen the pictures of this event and I want to go so bad in real life. We actually no longer have a Jeep, but this is a good enough reason to rent one for the weekend, I think.
Yeah, we talked to Channing Powell from Made in PGH.
Yes.
She actually has a Wrangler, and she's like, oh, I got to get there one of these years, but looks like a nice weekend to do that. And again, that's Cooper's Lake up Butler County this weekend.
Get out there. And then we need you to come back towards the city, because tomorrow at Cary Blast Furnaces is the Beers of the Berg Festival. Now, this is the 10th anniversary of this beer festival, and every single brewer there is going to be local. So I want to stress the importance of supporting these local businesses, because they are owned by our friends, our neighbors. You can enjoy beers from more than 50 local breweries, and you don't just have to be a beer fan. They're going to have different ciders, seltzers, things like that. And there's going to be live music the entire day, food trucks. They have Pittsburgh Smokehouse, Pittsburgh Sandwich Society, which are two of my favorite. And then two of my very good friends own the Millie's ice cream truck, Bethany and Kaylee, actually. And they're all going to be there tomorrow, too. So get yourself a sandwich, a beer, ice cream, live music. It's going to be a blast tomorrow at Cary Furnaces.
And in the city, we have the Dollar Bank Three Rivers Arts Festival wrapping up. It's coming to an end already this weekend. And you got one more.
I don't know how they need that festival to be a month long, because my family and I went last weekend and I felt like now I need to go back without the kids to enjoy the adult aspect of it. But they do such an incredible job with that festival.
And the artisans, a lot of them change out too midweek. So you have a whole new set of artisans there this weekend. And finally, Kelly, I know this one is really close to your heart.
It is. We are hosting an amazing brunch on board the Gateway Clipper on Sunday morning. It's called our Boozy Throwback Brunch. This came as a brainchild of ours, saying that, you know, we have children, young children. We can't be out late at night. So let's make an event in the morning to maybe have a cocktail around lunch and then, you know, go be mom. But it is aboard the Gateway Clipper. We still have tickets available at starpittsburgh.com. We have a full brunch menu, drink specials, Wiggle Whiskey will be on board sampling, making some great drinks with us. Again, Millie's Ice Cream will be on board. TJ the DJ will be spinning. The throwback theme of it all is going to be the music that he's playing, all girl and boy bands. And I really urge you to come, bring your friends, your mom, your husband, whatever. We want to see you on board the Gateway Clipper on Sunday morning.
You know, my predecessor, the late John Cigna, used to have on the Gateway Clipper the Housewives Cruise, which I guess We're not allowed to say that anymore, but it was.
We can bring it back. I'm okay.
It was a blast. I'm telling you.
And, absolutely. Get us out. Get us out without our kids. That's number one.
All right. Maybe we can collaborate on that one. And don't forget the Living Dead Fest at the Monroeville Mall. We are the zombie capital of the planet.
First of all, I had no idea. The Living Dead Weekend is going on at Monroeville Mall, and zombies are taking over Monroeville. There's going to be a ton of celebrity appearances, which is so cool, from actors from The Living Dead in different zombie movies. There's going to be movie location tours, different vendors you can cosplay. So if you have your zombie costume that I know, Larry, you've just been wanting to break out, this is the weekend to do it. Ton of collectibles will be there, sold and displayed, photo ops, just a lot of zombie fun. And I know that there is a very loyal fan base to The Living Dead. So this is the weekend that we need you to get out to the Monroeville Mall. Again, I feel like we really run the gamut of cool, different events that hit every single, you know, niche fan group.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, Kelly, my wife's a big Walking Dead fan. And, you know, I get up at 3, so the new episodes would be on Sunday night. And as I'm walking through the family room, all I would hear would be...
What a way to start the day.
I'm like, come on, man. All right. Listen to Kelly 100.7 Star Afternoons and look for her on television on Talk Pittsburgh, KDK TV. Thanks, Kelly. Have a great weekend.
Always a pleasure. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Snap me up. How about the Rolling Stones still on tour? I've seen some recent videos. Mick Jagger, they asked him, did you ever think you'd be doing this long? You know, your father and grandfather's music to some fans? And he goes, basically, no. He looks great. Larry Richard with Howard Mincone, the famous mime in Pittsburgh. You were just talking about, where'd you go to high school?
I actually went to high school at Sarah Catholic Sarah up in Catholic. White Oak, but I grew up in Clareton.
And we were talking about the great Tom Savini, who's mm-hmm. this special effects artist.
Yep.
Night of the Living Dead. He's part of this whole zombie crew culture.
Absolutely.
He, at this point, is almost like the Jedi of the zombies. Because mm-hmm. Greg Nicotero, who is the executive producer of The Walking Dead, which mm-hmm. is hugely popular now, but Tom Savini, I think he was a protege of Tom Savini's back in the day, and Greg Nicotero's from Pittsburgh here.
Yeah.
Originally, his family from the North Side and North Hills, dad, a famous doctor. Incredibly connected in Pittsburgh.
Oh, you can't go anywhere in Pittsburgh without being connected to somebody.
And so you tell me, the guy that wrote, and he's one of the original producers of Night of the Living Dead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, John Russo was a teacher at Clareton High School.
How about that?
And my brother went to Clareton High School. My brother and I are 10 years apart. And John Russo was one of his teachers.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So we also found out, which I didn't know. I've known you for years. I've seen you perform mm-hmm. all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know you were a beekeeper. But you talked about being a master beekeeper as somebody you know. So how do you ascend to a level of master? You're a beekeeper.
Yeah.
But you're not a master.
Not even close.
How do you become a master beekeeper?
You know what? I'm not really sure how they go about that qualification. I just know that there are some people who are generations into beekeeping. So they're into the genetics of beekeeping. They're into, like any other farming animal, they're into breeding certain characteristics in, breeding certain characteristics out. They know the timing of this, the timing of that. It's phenomenal.
When we go to these festivals mm-hmm. where people are selling honey,
mm-hmm.
a lot of it's local honey.
Yes.
You had suggested to me and Paul Rasmussen that a teaspoon of local honey can actually be very, very beneficial. Why?
So the theory is that if you consume honey within 50 miles of where you live, it has the pollens of the plants around you. Thus, you're getting it in very, very small doses. Those little small doses your histamine system does not overreact, and thus you start to build a tolerance to what would normally be allergens.
So it's very helpful.
Absolutely. And then there's also proteins and enzymes in honey that are extremely, extremely nutritious.
So do you take a teaspoon of honey every day? Do you get your own honey? Do you harvest honey?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm a little disappointed. I don't see a jar of it with you.
Well, I'm incredibly grateful to the people around me, friends, neighbors, and stuff like that. We sold out of every single bit of honey from last year.
And where do you sell it? Do you go to farmers markets?
No, luckily people call me knowing I'm a beekeeper and say, whenever you harvest, come get, I want some. Now, there's regulations that step in for farmers markets and retail that the state gets involved. But if you sell it, if I sell it directly to you, because it's such a small scale, from what I understand, the state does not get involved at that level.
And then, is there a strain of honey that you have that's different than other people? Or I don't know what to look for. All I know is honey. If I went to Giant Eagle and went to the section where they have honey, for mm-hmm. instance, or any grocery store, mm-hmm. all I know is the word honey. I don't know anything about it.
So you can look on the label for local honey, and there's, you know who Michelle Wright is, who's a local TV anchor for WTAE TV.
Sure. Yeah, she's been
around
for years.
She's a very, very well-known, very well-established beekeeper. She really knows her stuff. Yeah. Yep. She was taught and mentored by a guy named James Fitzroy, and he was just legendary when it comes to local beekeepers.
Yeah, you know, that's fascinating to me. So anyone listening that's going to a farmer's market or the store today, mm-hmm. what do you recommend them in terms of buying honey? I obviously support local.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But look on the label and see that it's somewhere in Western Pennsylvania. And obviously if it's Western Pennsylvania and you live in Western Pennsylvania, it's within 50 miles and you're getting local honey.
I should be taking a teaspoon every day.
Oh, absolutely. It's when you taste the real stuff, there is so much flavor to it and it tastes so much better. Now you can go to these big box stores and you can go to other places and buy it and it says honey, but you got to be careful because sometimes that's actually mixed with high fructose corn syrup. So you're really not getting honey. Like if you go to a restaurant and get one of those little containers of honey for your biscuit in the morning, that's not honey, that's corn syrup.
Go with the real
Absolutely.
Stuff.
Yep.
Howard Mincone with us. He's going to stick around into the next half hour. Appreciate you coming in.
I'm thrilled to be here. Thanks, Larry.
I thought of you also when we heard this story about the giant venomous flying spiders. Did you hear about this week?
Juro spider.
Juro. Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.